Last week, the New Mexico Restaurant Association sued the governor, challenging her order prohibiting indoor dining. The case is politically motivated. NMRA's lawyer is Angelo Artuso, who works on right-wing causes such as trying to outlaw abortions. NMRA filed in conservative Eddy County. The trial judge, Raymond L. Romero, is a career prosecutor whom Governor Susana Martinez appointed in February 2013. One of Romero's first cases was too deep for him, or too political. Local ranchers mounted a legal attack against the state engineer to prevent a hearing on a plan to pump water into the drought-parched Pecos River. They asked Romero to enjoin the hearing, prevent it. Romero bought the rancher's argument, and the New Mexico Supreme Court immediately overturned Romero's decision. Justice Daniels commented that the logic of Romero's ruling could undermine much of New Mexico's government. Romero may well figure that the anti-governor position will be popular in Eddy County, where the sheriff says he won't enforce health orders anyway. Thus, NMRA may well win the first round. New Mexico's Supreme Court is unlikely to agree. To gain a TRO, or preliminary injunction, you must show basically that you're likely to win the case, you're facing irreparable harm that outweighs threatened harm to your opponents, and an injunction is in the public interest. NMRA is unlikely to win, arguing that the governor's order is, quote, arbitrary and capricious, and that the governor lacked the power. Courts have tended to agree that governors do have the power to make emergency public orders. And arbitrary and capricious means a lot more than just wrong. It's court speak for unreasonable and without supporting facts. There are supporting facts, making this a judgment call. Whether the governor's right or wrong, courts don't like to step in to second-guess governmental decisions in complex areas, such as protecting public health against a novel coronavirus. U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts said in a recent case, quote, particularly where the issues are fact-intensive, fluid, scientifically uncertain, and urgent, officials should not be subject to second-guessing by an unelected federal judiciary, which lacks the background, competence, and expertise to assess public health. Restaurants will suffer irreparable harm. That's unfair. But this virus is unfair to everyone. And death is kind of irreparable, too. NMRA's argument largely ignores the fact that human lives are at issue and stresses a flourishing economy as if partially opening indoor dining could undo the vast economic damage done by death, illness, and lockdowns. NMRA has reasonable arguments why the governor's order should be slightly different. But the court won't wade into complex policy arguments. The governor did make some complimentary statements about restaurants, perhaps to help make her order more politically digestible, and NMRA clearly hopes to use those against her. I predict the NMRA will ultimately lose, probably after winning round one. I'd rather they spent their resources helping our restaurants survive and adapt.